But every year it's a very strange day that Klal Yisrael is adopted. It belongs in the world of Inyanim for Yechidei Sgula, and somehow it becomes Tashit. Anachlam Yisrael, Reina Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im Heim. So if Klal Yisrael has in the last Dairis become a lot more engaged and involved, both with the Torah and with the Yayim of the Lula, so Anachlam Yisrael, my stays, for whatever reason, it's shayach for us to have some negia, some keshen, some understanding, karakenu, in our language, in our understanding. Our kvius is to speak about one nekuda in the pizman of Reb Shimon Levi, Bar Yochai, and try a little bit to gain an understanding, and again, in our words, in our tfisa, some understanding of what we're talking about. One of the last, we spoke last about one, and this year we'll speak about the next one, and it's Bar Yochai Bimkoim Avnei Sheish Higato. Bar Yochai, you reach the place of Avnei Sheish. Shayish. The Avnei Shayish is Amlitza, some sort of mokum of Gavoya, and it's built around the Gemara. And we'll try to learn the Gemara a little bit, understand what that mokum is, why it's Miyuchad Reb Shimon Yochai. As Akdama, Reb Shimon Yochai says that people should be midoisai, ki midoisai atshumis, mitshumis midas Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva's Torah, the mufcher of Reb Akiva's Torah is the mufcher, and his Torah is the mufcher of the mufcher. So the Torah that Reb Shimon Yochai has is rooted in Reb Akiva's Torah. And it's a Torah that it is it's its full development. He brought out the Torah that Rabbi Akiva brought into the world. So we'll look at a maima of Rabbi Akiva and try to understand this mokum of the Avnei Shayish that we're talking about. It says Arba Nichasu LePardes, Gemara in Chagiga, where four people attempted to go into learning the Inyanim of Pnimius of Torah, Seidus of Torah, and it says Rabbi Akiva was the one who was Nechas B'Shalom, Yotze B'Shalom, and everyone else, the other three failed. So Rabbi Akiva said that you should be careful when you get to the Mokum of Avnei Shayish, Al Toimru Mayim Mayim, you shouldn't say it's water, because Davish Garim Layikin Lefanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not tolerate somebody's Davish Garim. It says Benazai went in, Hitzas Venifka, and he was Nifta, and Yaakov Ein Hashem Amosah Chasidov. The Pasuk of Yaakov Ein Hashem Amosah Chasidov was Iskayim. So, the in the Braisa, it's Mashma that the big Michshol, the big issue is looking at Avnei Shayish and saying Mayim Mayim. That's the Mekudas HaMichshol, why this Chochmah carries such tremendous consequence for somebody who's not Royu. That's the Nekuda HaMifchan. That's the place where you filter out those are Royu, those not Royu. What exactly is Avnei Shayish versus Mayim Mayim? Where exactly is the Chisaron over there? What are we talking about? So, because it's a Gemara Chagiga, so it's an our Shas, so it has some Hezba, Gam Kefi Arkenu. It's true that that part of the Sugyas are kosher with Torah Sapnim, that's the Inya of the Sugyas. But the whole life, and if it's given in Shas, it's given for us to learn to understand. The Toldos asks a question that Lechura Ben Azai, Yoke Beine Hashem Amof Lachsidov. That sounds he died of Mises Neshika. So, isn't that Cheshever than Rav Akiva's Misa? Akiva's Misa was a terrible Shalchot Kosher Mikulam. Where is the Malyusa? Isn't the Lachur, that's the highest argument, was Mizdabik to Bayer Lamim, and he died of Mises Neshika. So, where's the Begam, Nitfas, in the Misa of Ben Azai? Yoke Beine Hashem Amof Lachasidov. So we'll try to explain piece, and then to understand it. There are a few asbeirim on the michshol of Avnei Shayesh being called Mayim Mayim. Some learn that the michshol is he calls it water instead of Avnei Shayesh. Avnei Shayesh are very clear, like crystal stones. It's a shayish that's very, it's a stone that is totally transparent. So the person thinks it's water instead of a stone. Or that he repeats twice, mayim, mayim. Those are the two possible nekudas that we're talking about. The Hezba is given, the Hezba I'm going to say, is given in different ways by different sfarim, the Goyim's Talmidim, the Rebbe Zayzichava, the Leshem speaks about it, Reb Tzadik. Others talk about it, and the Magid, Kedarkoi, they say different knaches, but the Nekuda Merkaz, the central point, is the same. I'll try to get to the central point, then just flesh out the different possibilities. This world is a world where everything comes in doubles. Zelu Maseh Bar Lakim. You have Toiv and Ra, Choil and Kodesh, Tomei and Tohar. And it's a Chiyuv to be Mavdil. La Havdil bin Atomei la Tohar. The Chiyuv of Avodas Adam lies in being Mavdil between Tomei and Tohar, between Toiv and Ra. The Seichel is to be able to Mavchim between Toiv and Ra, V'chein Hala. So this is a world that everything comes in pairs. And Avodas Adam is to do Avodas Abir between Var, between the Toiv and the Ra. That's what Adam is, that's what Avodah is. As a person goes back and tries to understand Darkei Hanhaga V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and understand the Mahalchim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to this world all the different inyanim that he brings to this world, and when he gets to very close to the Sheirish, he crosses over to a place where it's no longer two Hanhagas, but it's one Hanhaga. A Gedda like Komad of Rachman al Tavavid, it means that in our world, that's not true. There's a Bracha on Toiv, and there's a Bracha on Ra. There's a Bracha, there's Tomei, which is Mithrachik from, and Toher that you mizdabik to. But that's all in our Metzias and in our world. When a person is able, when a person gets to the Sheirish, the very Sheirish, then the Havana and the Tfisa has to become that Be'etzim, it all comes from Echad. Mi'itein Tomei mitoher loy Echad. Chazal say that they bring all sorts of paradoxes. A tremendous Rishoyim gave birth to Tzadikim, and good came from bad, and so on. And Chazal say, Meet in Torah Loi Echod. In that mokrim of Echod that is crosses over to the Sheirish of Anhogis, it stops being Shnius and starts being one. Water is the Pchelik of the Bria that's given to infinite divisions. My Rebbe Rav Shmuel also pointed out that Mayim is Lashon Rabim, because there's always, it's never one unit. It's always a lot. And the first chiluk in the Bria was Mayim Al Yoinim and Mayim Tachtoinim. That was the first Hischalkus in the Bria. So whenever we talk about something that is two, there's the Mayim Me'ala Rekia and the Mayim Me'tachsa Rekia. That's the Sheirish of all divergence of Tuinyanim. So Mayim is the Mahalach in this part of the Bria. And the Torah in this part, in our part of the Bria, is to be Matzdik the Tzadik and Mashiach the Rasha. And if anyone is mehapechit, he's a chanof. It's bad. But mayim comes from a certain place. When the inyan, something that is solid and not given to chiluk, is a rock. And therefore, when you get to a certain place where it's avnei shayish, you stop thinking in terms of mayim, and it becomes just a shayrish. That is ki'ilu de etzem nekuda. What are those inyanim? So different svarim say different knechen. One speaks about toiv and ra. One speaks about, it's like the avoda before the etzadas and after etzadas. One speaks about choil and kodesh. And so on. In other words, the different inyanim in this world that we live with, that some of it Torah applies to and some of it not, and so on, those are all chilukim in our metzias. But when you get to the pnim, to the sheresh hashoshim, that's where it becomes one. If a person doesn't take that avoida, if a person patchkes in inyanim that are lamala, and he's not matzliach, in other words, a person whose hanhaga is not kule kodesh, and he patchkes in inyanim that he doesn't belong patchkening, if he learns that Torah, and his hanhaga and his isnagus is not that way, then it becomes lethal, becomes poisonous. Because to live in a world where there's toiv and ra, but to dehair everything as toiv, is ashchosach hashashol. So the point, that barrier, is be able to understand that heter and choil, and even ra and tuma, goes back to cherish, and needs to be kodesh. That's the dividing line between the people that make it and people that don't. The people that don't, some of mekatz has been a tias chas v'shalom, some of them lose their das because they don't understand that how could it be tomei tar here and kulei kodesh there. And ben Azai is a special case. And I'll say, Tzadik talks about ben Azai. He speaks to Aron Nifloim in Likutei Amorim, and he says, Ben Azai, in Gemara Yevamos, speaks about the Gevaldika Maila of Piri Virivya, and how he brings Neshamas to the world, and so on. So the Gemara says to him, you're Noa Deirish, and not Noa Mekayim. I don't understand something. You, Ben Azai, talk about the Maila of Piri Virivya, and he wasn't married. He didn't get married. How are you talking? And he said, what can I do, nafshi choshke b'teira? So the pshat was, there was a stira. In the world of avoda maisis, the world of chomer, he couldn't bridge that gap. That's called hetzitz v'nifka. He says, Reb Tzadik says, he understood it with his eyes, but he was Noa Deirish, but not Noa Mekayim. His own Metzius wasn't there. And that's why his Istalkus was the Istalkus where the Neshama split from the Guf, because the Neshama went up and left the Guf behind. It wasn't the Istalkus where the Guf went with the Neshama, because that wasn't his Darga. And he says, Yoke Be'ene Hashem Osach Sidov, the Be'enei Hashem is the Zeluma said to the Hitzitz v'nifka. In other words, the Hitzitz means he deherded but didn't make it there. And Yaakov Ein Hashem, the b'china of people that find favor be'ini Hashem, but not quite there, that is very meir, tremendous things over there. Al Kol Panim, the flaw in this chachma is that the person is not mechaber choyel to kodesh, and that's why there was a tremendous kpeda, not only that a person's das and seichel be ready to understand, but if a person's maisim, and not talking about just if a person is a rasha or is lokui and maisim, then of course there is not shaykh to this world, and it's like a tummy going into avoid the bifnim. But it's more than that. If there's any chulin in the person's world, if there's anything that's choil, that's also a stira. What do you mean? There's kedusha and there's something else in this world. It's a shnia stick of the hair. For somebody that understands it from the sheirish, that there's nothing in this world that's lemigna, nothing in this world is void of meaning. Then any time a person's maisim, including yanim, that ki'ilu are void of meaning, ki'ilu don't have kedusha to it, that's a stira, that's afgaf from that inyan. So Reb Akiva was nichas b'shonatzasho. Reb Akiva was, because of his shidduch, that's why he was nichas to Torah. Ben Azai couldn't do a shidduch because nafshi choshka b'Torah. And Reb Akiva's nafshi choshka b'Torah was because he did a shidduch. There was a shleimus where kedusha he found dafka there. His whole mahalach of zivug was kulei kedusha. B'meila, he was nichas b'shalom and yotze b'shalom. And Ben Azai is the contrast to that. Ben Reb Akiva's guf was destroyed, and the reason why, because it was kol yoma itzta'arti. All his life he wanted that his guf should go to Misa together with him. Masai kaimenu. And that was the place where Akiva went in b'shalom and yotze b'shalom. Reb Shimon ben Yochai took the pnimius of that Torah, of Reb Akiva's Torah. There's a medrash with two arguments that Shammai and Hillel had about Brias Olam, whether Shemayim was first or Eretz was first. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Tamani al Ovis Ha'olam. I can't understand how to be machlokes in this. Ki ilfis v'kisuya. It's like a pot and its cover. A pot and its cover, there's no first and second. It's not the pshat they invented pots and then 10 years later invented covers. Or they invented covers and invented pots. They're one inyan. The pot with the cover is one inyan. The same thing is true, the same machlokes about whether the Bria, whether Kadosh Baruch Hu created things in the day or at night, and one says Machshava was B'yoyim and the Bria and the Laila, Machshava Laila B'yoyim. Reb Shimon Chai says, Tomani al Ovas Olam, Heich Nechlaku B'davazer, the Machshava was all the time, and the Etzem Maisa Bria was Imdum Dumei Chama. In other words, Mitzad Pnimius, there's no chilek, zman, yom and laila, erev and boker, have no meaning mitzad the machshava, mitzad the pnimius, and the maisa is at a moment that's toifis both in yonim together. Maisa does live within the realm of it. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai's peulas, Reb Shimon ben Yochai's maisim, are all Reb Shimon ben Yochai's perspective on Torah is all this perspective where there can't be a schalkus, a ilfis and a kisuya are not two units, they're two pieces of a unit, and the one without the other is no metzias. That was Reb Shimon ben Yochai's perspective, not like Avos Ha'olam. Talking about Shammai and Hillel, and it's of course his midah, Shammai and Hillel, is the etzem is schalkus in the Bria. Shammai and Hillel just like we said, the Zmaim El Yonim Ayin Tachtonim, Shammai and Hillel, are in Torah, they are the Etzem Chiluk. And Rav Shimon Echoy said, I don't see a machlokes, because it has to be Bal Karchach, that in the Sheirish, in Briyas Olam, it comes from one Sheirish. That's in Mitzad, the effect of Torah, of Rav Shimon Echoy's Torah is, that a person's tfisa on the Briya and an avoided changes. Klape us. The idea, we live with three Rishuyas. We live with Mutter and Asa and Rishus. And that's how we live with it. And Alpi in Halacha, that's his fear, his Chalkus. Mitzad the Pnimius Ha'inyan, Mitzad the Teichen of the Bria, there can't be pshat. There are no things laying around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria with one Tachlis and one Matara. At the very Sheirish Ashrashim, everything in the Bria is Ratzon Hashem. To categorize something as being devoid of Ratzon Hashem, now I'm just downtime. Just nothing. What aver am I doing? So if your only guideline is this world Torah, that's all you have, then so you have to be toilet, bittle Torah, you have to toilet this, you have to toilet that. But the question is the other way around. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before Ischalkus, and everything is Shayach to Matara, Nishmas Adam is the same thing. And such Sheirish Ashrashim of a person Pnima, of a person inside, the person himself is one. And if a person is Mischaba to these Inyanim, what this Torah gave us was a sense, at least, of the Kedusha that permeates the Bria, that be'etzem everything has some sort of value of Kedusha, because everything comes from a Sheirish before this Chalkos. In our limited sense, we see as Chalkos, but there's a Torah that comes from beyond that, that gives meaning and Kedusha and Teichen to every step of a person. I don't mean it as automatic. Some people use it as a teretz, that whatever I do chulin is a davish of a kedusha. It's the exact opposite. It means that I need to invest everything I do and everything I have and everything that's in my life. I need to find what's its nekuda. There's one more place where Shimon Echoy in Halacha says something that is a reflection of this havan and this tfisa. List Mishnah B'Metzia is a machlekes where you have two fields next to each other, and you have something growing from the side. In other words, the two fields are next to each other. One field is taller than the other one. One is an elyon, one's a tachton, and something's going out from the side. So it's growing. Its roots are in the higher one. Its branches and its leaves are in the airspace of the person with the lower field. And Shaila, who's it belong to? Machlokes of Meir Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, wherever the one on top can stick out a hand and grab hold of it, then it's his. In other words, wherever the Elyon has a makom maga with tachtoinim, that becomes Elyondik. That becomes the belongs to Elyon. That's Reb Shimon Echoy's Torah. Whatever it is, whatever if a person has a deeper havana of the Bria, and it doesn't have to be in the vocabulary of the Torah that he gave us, that vocabulary is the Nachla of Yechidei Sgula. But the ideas, the havana, the tfisa, anything that a person, anything when a person is standing in a higher spot, a person can reach down and touch some of his lower activities, some of his mundane activities. Whatever he can touch with that, that becomes, belongs to Elyon. That was the Torah. Hashem Echoy gave us that tfisa, that the Elyon can turn anything down into his just with the Negiah. He opened up the world for us that takes the Bria back. The I saw it brought down from Moshe Shapiro. I didn't find it in the place where it says that it was the difference in Luchas Hashanah, Luchas Shnius. Luchas Shnius was Ksav V'Lakim, written on Luchas, on Evan that Moshe brought. Luchas Hashanah, the Ksav, the Michtav, and the Luchas were for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Pchinas Avnei Shayish. Sort of brought down from Rav Chaim Vital. I don't see it exactly at Lashon, but it's brought that way. The ability to bring back the world of Chulin to Kedusha, because Be'etzim, it has to be that way. It can't be, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, then the entire Bria is Echad. In our frame, in our vision, in our perspective, it's Mayim Mayim. But Mitzad, the Sheirish Advarim, it's Avnei Shayish. In a day that's a skula, in a day that Klal Yisrael has sensed is a Yom Elula, it's a Zman, that's his Zman. So at least a Tfisa, that we now have a way to be Mekadosh our Chayim, that it's possible not only in the Olam of Chiyuv and Mitzvah, but in the Olam of Rishus and Heter, a person can bring it back to Cherish. That Aliba de Emes, to say that there's Alyonim and Tachtonim, to say that there's Mayim and Mayim, is a pagam. It's true for where we are, but it's not true mitzad the Sheirish and Sad Amitzenim. In as much, whatever it is, whatever little Jesus Regal will have in the Mokum Elyon, in that Havana, in that Tfisa, in that perspective on who we are and what the Bria is, will, and as much as we'll take it and reach over, whatever it is that we'll touch, that's growing somewhere in the middle, will become a chelik of Del Yonim and go back again to its sheirish of Avnei Shayish.